Praise God, I pray these words that we're sharing with you are being a help to you. And I was talking last time about being mentally prepared, how to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And I want to go back to Romans 12, because that's what Paul taught. He talked about being renewed or being renovated, being restored in the spirit of your mind. In other words, putting off this old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. I explained to you what that was. And put on the new man, which is created after God in true holiness. So God's not going to do this for you. This is something you got to do through prayer, through relationship, through study. You've got to allow the Spirit of God to begin to renew you. And I'm going to Romans 12, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And it says here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, or you make a present of your body unto God, holy and acceptable. You make your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which Paul said, it's your reasonable service. It's what you're supposed to do daily. It's not some big grand thing. It's something you are supposed to do every day. It's your reasonable service to the Lord for what he's done in your life. It's your gratitude. It's your desire. It's your hunger. It's your love for him that you want to make your body, make yourself a present unto him, holy and acceptable unto God. And that ain't W-H-O-L-L-Y, which means fully, but yeah, the Lord wants you to do it fully, but it's H-O-L-Y, clean, sanctified. And so you want to make yourself holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. The word conform means fashioned alike. So I've heard people preach for years that this is talking about how you dress. Well, moderation is good, but Paul wasn't talking here about outward dress. Paul was saying, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There that scripture is again, just like he said in Ephesians 4:23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, he's telling us here to not be conformed to this world. When you're conformed to this world, you're fashioned like the world. In other words, you still have the same anger, bitterness, strife, jealousy, division. You still have all these lusts of the flesh and all these works of the flesh warring in you and warring against your spirit man. So he said, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be fashioned after this world, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind, or be remodeled or renovated by the renewing of your minds. Your minds have got to change, children. If you're ever going to do anything for the Lord, there's got to be a change. You know, I know a lot of you out there, you've tried diet, and the diet worked, but when you come off the diet and went back to your old habits, then all the weight you had lost, you put it back on and probably more. So it's not making a change for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, but it is a lifestyle change. And I believe I covered this in one of the earlier teachings. It's a lifestyle change in your relationship and your dedications to the Lord. You've got to make lifestyle changes. You've got to make changes that's going to put off the old man, going to put him to death, going to start crucifying the carnal mind, start putting the carnal mind to death. People will tell you you were born with a carnal mind. No, you weren't. The carnal mind is a spirit. I say, how do you know it's a spirit? Because it says to be carnally minded is death. He's talking about spiritual death. You're dead spiritually. So to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life in peace. So if the spiritual mind will put you to death in the carnal man, then it's a spirit. And you've got to learn it's a spirit. You've got to learn how to deal with it and what to do to fight it. And Paul is saying here, he's teaching us, don't be conformed to this world. Don't allow the anger, the bitterness, the jealousy, the strife, the envy, all these works of the flesh listed in Galatians 5:18 and 19. But go on down to Galatians 5, and I believe it's 22, and start putting on the fruit of the Spirit. The evidence of the Holy Ghost living in you is not speaking in tongues. It is the fruit of the Spirit of Christ. It's His mind. It's His attributes. It's His characteristics. It's His nature. It is that man Christ Jesus coming forth and being made manifest in your mortal flesh. We need new teaching. People have talked about the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues being evidence that the Holy Ghost has come in, and people run around, shouted, jerked, talked in tongues for years, and it's not helped them grow in God. It's not given them victory over sin. It's not given them victory over carnality. So I'm not saying the teaching for a season wasn't good, but I believe it was done in error. It was done in good conscience. It was done in sincerity. But the Holy Ghost and just speaking in tongues is not what we need. We need this nature of Christ to come in and begin to take its abode in us. And the only way we can do that is to be renewed in our minds. And so don't be conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed. That means remodeled, changed, morphed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. So you can't act like the world, look like the world, talk like the world, and partake of the world and call yourself a Christian. It don't work. So I pray this word is getting down in your spirit. It's getting down in your soul. And it's doing something in you and causing you to hunger and thirst after God. You know, all I'm trying to get you to do is take a few minutes every morning before you get out there under all the pressures of life and all the things you do in a day, and get yourself in a communion with God. And as you build that communion, I don't worry about praying a certain amount of time, because as I build that communion and relationship with God, that prayer life's going to grow. That hunger's going to grow. That desire is going to grow. It's when you start out trying to pray 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, that's when you're going to hit roadblocks and mess up. Just relax and be yourself with God. And I know these words are helping, so stay with me. Keep watching, keep learning, keep seeking, and start praying. Start giving yourself to the Lord in prayer, and I know God will hear and answer your prayer. May God bless you.